Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Norbin Pradhan with the evening news and these are the headlines. Stage set for counting of votes for 4 state assemblies and 1 union territory tomorrow. All arrangements in place. All arrangements done for vote count of Koridang by poll tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Mission Drishti by Galaxy marks major achievement in India's space journey. And World Press Freedom Day observed today to encourage and develop initiatives in favor of press freedom. Now the news in detail. Counting of votes for the assembly elections held in West Bengal, Kerala, Tamil Nadu, Assam and the Union Territory of Puducherry will be taken up tomorrow morning. In Assam, all arrangements have been put in place for counting of votes for the assembly elections. Counting for all 126 seats will be held at 40 counting centers across all 35 districts amid tight security. The fate of 722 candidates, including 59 women, will be decided tomorrow. Polling in Assam was held on April 9th with 85.96% voter turnout. In West Bengal, election officials said that all arrangements are in place at 77 counting centers across the state with multi-layered security in place to ensure transparency. In Tamil Nadu, a total of 10,545 counting personnel will be deployed for counting duty, supported by 4,624 micro-observers. In Puducherry, all arrangements have been made for counting of votes of assembly elections with elaborate security and monitoring mechanisms in place. Talking to Akashvani, Puducherry Chief Electoral Officer P. Jawahar said the entire process will be conducted in a transparent manner under the supervision of observers appointed by the Election Commission of India. In Kerala, all arrangements have been completed for the counting of votes for assembly elections. All arrangements have been made for the counting of votes for the Koridang Assembly Constituency by-election in Nagaland's Mokokchung District scheduled for tomorrow. The by-poll necessitated by the demise of sitting BJP MLA Imkong L. Imchen witnessed a voter turnout of 82.21% on April 9th. 6 candidates are in the free for the seat including BJP nominee Dao Chair I. Imchen, who is also the consensus candidate of People's Democratic Alliance government led by Naga People's Front, Congress candidate T. Chalukumba Ao, NPP's I. Abenjang and Independence, Imchatoba Imchen, Imti Wapang and Toshi Kaba. Returning Officer of Koridang Assembly Constituency, Nokpai Konyak, told PTI that counting will start at 8 a.m. in the Mokokchung Deputy Commissioner's office in 10 tables for 3 rounds. Results are expected to be declared by afternoon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said Mission Drishti by Galaxy marks a major achievement in India's space journey. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, the successful launch of the world's first OPPO-SAR satellite and the largest privately built satellite in India is a testament to youth's passion for innovation and nation building. He congratulated the founders and the entire team of Galaxy. Today is World Press Freedom Day. It serves as an occasion to encourage and develop initiatives in favor of press freedom and to assess the state of press freedom worldwide. The theme for this year is Shaping a Future of Peace. We have a report.
The World Press Freedom Day was proclaimed by the United Nations General Assembly in 1993 following a recommendation adopted at the 26th session of UNESCO's General Conference in 1991. The occasion celebrates the fundamental principles of press freedom and is an opportunity to evaluate press freedom worldwide, to defend the media from attacks on their independence, and to pay tribute to journalists who lose their lives in the exercise of their profession. The day holds significance for press freedom and its independence. With Saklin, this is Sanyukta Yadav, Akashvani News, Delhi.
On World Press Freedom Day, Nagaland Chief Minister Nipi Rio and Minister for Tourism and Higher Education, Temujin Imna Along, acknowledges media fraternity. In a social media post, Chief Minister Rio acknowledged the vital role of the Fourth Estate in keeping communities informed, empowered and connected. He also said the government values their commitment to truth and transparency, which remains essential for the continued progress of societies everywhere. Minister Along saluted every journalist who travels to the Northeast to tell our stories and to put a face to a region many still cannot locate on a map. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. A one-day state-level workshop on institutionalizing capacity building from training to performance-linked governance for AHODs and HODs of 16 departments was held at Administrative Training Institute Kohima in collaboration with PNAR and Capacity Building Commission yesterday. The workshop aimed to bring together departments that are part of the State Training Council and Apex Training Committee and also those who have training institutes and gather structured feedbacks. The feedbacks are to be consolidated as a state recommendation report which will be deliberated upon during National Departmental Summit at Lal Bahadur Shastri National Academy of Administration, Mussoorie on May 15th and 16th. Additional Chief Secretary V. Shashank Shekhar stressed on the need for governance to be practical and citizen-centric, stating that good governance should be action and solution-oriented. The Au community in Chimukidima yesterday celebrated its premier festival, Moatsa, marking the end of seed sowing and thanksgiving organized by Au Senso Telongjam at Samaguting Ground. Addressing the gathering, Minister of Public Health Engineering and Cooperation, Jacob Jumami, called on the Naga community to move past tribal and clan division to form one single identity. While praising the rich traditions and simple lifestyle, he noted that internal divisions still exist. He stressed that the community must work together as one to achieve real progress and development. Other highlights of the festival included indigenous games, bamboo climbing, fire making, traditional cart race and cultural presentations. Minister of Rural Development and SIRD Mitsubo Jamir was the guest of honor and MLA Nuklo Toshi Longumer as the festival host. Iran has submitted a 14-point plan to the United States outlining a framework aimed at ending the war on all fronts, including Lebanon. According to the Iranian proposal, the issues should be resolved within 30 days and insists that diplomatic efforts must prioritize the termination of the war as opposed to simply extending a ceasefire. The Iranian document follows a 9-point U.S. proposal and covers various topics, including guarantees against military aggression and the withdrawal of U.S. military forces from the region surrounding Iran. On the other hand, U.S. President Donald Trump yesterday stated that he would soon review the plan. However, he expressed his dissatisfaction with the offer. The president warned that military options continue to remain on the table. Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, in collaboration with all states and union territories and relevant central ministries and departments, will observe a Pan-India Fire Safety Week from tomorrow to raise awareness on the importance of prevention and mitigation of fire hazards across healthcare facilities in the country. Union Health Secretary Punya Salila Srivastava will inaugurate the Fire Safety Week tomorrow and will lead the pledge on fire safety in health facilities at Kartavya Bhavan, New Delhi. It will mark the commencement of a series of awareness and preparedness activities to be conducted nationwide during the week. And the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare released the Rashtriya Bal Swasthya Karyakram RBSK 2.0 guidelines recently. The updated framework broadens the established 4Ds approach: defects at birth, diseases, deficiencies and developmental delays. It also incorporated new age health challenges including non-communicable diseases, mental health conditions and behavioral concerns. RBSK 2.0 now takes a more comprehensive lifestyle-based approach focusing on the health of children from birth up to 18 years. It emphasizes continuous care at every stage of a child's growth rather than isolated interventions. And to end the news, a reminder of the headlines. Stage set for counting of votes for 4 state assemblies and 1 union territory tomorrow. All arrangements in place. All arrangements done for vote count of Koridang by poll tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says Mission Drishti by Galaxy marks major achievement in India's space journey, and World Press Freedom Day observed today to encourage and develop initiatives in favor of press freedom. And that is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We'll be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Good night.